villagers.
Good evening.
The shiny, scrubbed individuals standing before you are singers from two choirs at the St. Therese Catholic Parish in Seattle. At 11 o'clock, at the 11 o'clock Mass, we have the Shades of Praise Choir. And at the 5 o'clock Mass, the music is provided by the Jubilation Choir. But we come together as one on our annual visit here at Holden. I can certainly thank the Creator for this, my 24th year coming to Holden, and there are those in the choir who have been coming up 20 years or more as well. And the joy is there's always those who are coming for the first time. So we share the newness of their joy all the time. We are not going to prolong the evening. We have prepared diligently, and I would like to congratulate the choir for that. They've worked hard to prepare a concert for you this evening that we trust will be uplifting and inspiring. There'll be an opportunity for you to sing along with us a little bit later, but at this time we will just begin. We open our concert with a prayer for peace. It is the Lamb of God that we sing in our liturgy. Lamb of God takes away the sins of the world. Grant us your peace.
You too. Say that this was a Catholic church. And we sing gospel music, people. Gospel music means good news, not sad news. So we want to look out there and see some smiles on your faces. Okay. Redeemed.
Washed in the has been redeemed. Yeah, yeah.
My soul has been
I've searched all
your healing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Yeah. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Yeah.
Let the power.
At the end of our concert, we'll introduce all of our singers and our leadership staff. Jesus, be a fence all around me, every day.
Along the way, along the way, along the way, along the way.
Thank you. How great and awesome you are.
How great you are.
so this will give you an opportunity to stretch around a little bit. We do this every year. This is called I Got to Sing What the Spirit Says Sing.
Yeah.
And there's always a little stubborn grandpa in the audience that's looking like this. God's going to make me sing. But everybody's going to get up there because the Lord has energized us to be able to get up and move. We're going to do just the first part of I Got to Sing, just the first line, and then it's the same thing. I got to sing when the Spirit says sing. I've got to shout when the Spirit says shout. So pop that out, shout. I got to move when the Spirit says move, like the trees are moving. I've got to praise when the Spirit says praise. I've got to clap. On the 2 and 4, please. When the Spirit says clap, I've got to dance when the Spirit says dance. And then we conclude with, I've got to sing when the Spirit says sing. So we're going. This is the rehearsal time now. Concert, we put the concert on pause. And so we're going to rehearse just really quick. Then you're going to have an opportunity to sing back to us. Then we'll put it on together again, okay? Everybody is participating. Here we go. Smile.
Okay.
Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. When I lost my direction, you're the compass on my way. You're the fire and light when lights are long and gray. In sadness, you are the laughter that shatters all my fears. When I'm all alone, your hand is there to hold. Oh, Jesus,
you're the center of my joy.
Oh, of my joy.
All that's good and perfect comes from you.
Comes from you.
You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
You are why I find pleasure in the simple things in life. You're the music in the meadows and the streams, the voices of the children, my family and my friends. You're the source and finish of my highest dreams. Whoa.
Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
Of my joy.
All that's good and perfect comes from you.
Comes from you.
You're the heart.
You're the heart. Jesus, you are the center of my joy. Jesus, you are the center of my joy. Jesus, you are
the center.
Thank you for being such a gracious audience. We're almost done here. All right, Bible scholars, what is the scripture that says faith is the
substance.
Say it. Substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen or things we cannot see. This song is called by faith. This song is a reminder that we really are never out of the embrace of the Creator, no matter how alone and isolated and rejected and dejected we might feel. This song is called Never Alone. And I want each one of you to take this song with you and remind yourself of that beautiful reality, that we truly are never alone.
Thank you.
right there.
Thank you very much. We are at the end of our program here. We have one more song, and then we have anticipating your thundering request for an encore. We prepare one more song, and then I think the ice cream parlor is open, so I'll beat you there. I want to take just this one little moment here to give some acknowledgments out, so please indulge me here. First and foremost, I really want to thank Holden for inviting us one more year. Thank you.
Rain, you bring the sunshine, you know. I told you the sun would shine.
Thank you. All right. Okay, who knows? I'd like to really acknowledge our leadership team. Every single choir member has done an extraordinary amount of preparation and dedication to our annual retreat. But I do need to acknowledge three special folks. First is Mary Lou Caller-Cerdo. Okay, now let me ask you this. Hold your applause till the end. Right, okay. Mary Lou was the liturgy coordinator of the church, and up to this year, she's pretty much handled the coordination of this group of herding cats with the organizers at Holden. This year, however, Kenya, our assistant conductor, this is Kenya right here, has done an excellent job of taking care of that task. Kenya, my assistant conductor, I have worked with him since he was in grade school. At the church, he was part of the youth choir years ago. And his assistant, everybody's assistant, Michael Allen. Michael, they're both fine conductors. Mike is an excellent aspiring conductor and a super vocalist. Michael was in my children's choir when he was 5 years old and has been a thorn in, I mean, and has, oh, that's the wrong speech, has been an asset, that's it, an asset to our choir and to the church community ever since. So give those three folks a hand. One, two, three. Okay, if we can turn the lights up just a little bit. This is the United States of the Blues. We always do this song. Let me tell you what it is. This is a song that's a recitation of all the states in the United States in alphabetical order, and we include Puerto Rico and the District of Columbia. Okay, they're honorary states. We just made them honorary states in our song. Now, what we'd like for you to do is, if you've got a special state, maybe it's your birth state, maybe it's a state where you went to school, maybe it's a state where you met your partner, maybe it's a state where your relatives are and you're glad they're still there and you're here. Hey, what? Whatever the significance of the state is, we want you to cheer and stomp and scream for that state, for your state, okay? Now, some of the states are going to come quickly in the M section. Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, so you got to listen. So when your state passes by, you got to give a whistle or we'll just pass right on by you. So we'll keep it the tempo enough so that you can get your whistle in. Don't be shy. Give a cheer for your state. Here we go. The United States of the Blues.
Kent wrote that song. Kent Stevenson, our director, musician, songwriter, everything.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, boy. Oh, that's right.
So since you've been sitting so long, Kent, why don't we you get up for a minute and take your bow, your just dues. Kent Stevenson, Ken Stevenson! Woo! Yes! Yes! Kent has come up to Holden every year for 24 years, I believe it is. Since 88, I believe, was the first year. 84. Oh, 84. Well, that's even wrong. I think I came up here first in 88-ish. But he has come up and he has been so, except I think when the fire danger. And we were so sad and we watched it on our little video machines and stuff and to try to hear about what was going on up here in the village. But we really, really, really enjoy the trip. I started coming up with my daughter. Would you stand up? My daughter was 7 years old. Look at her now. That's Ayana. And Ayana used to sing with that big one over there, Michael. They used to duet and stuff, and we had them on all kinds of stages. But she got tired. She said, "You sing too much, Mom." No. But anyway, we are very, very happy to have Kent with us. And again, he is so talented. And we just love you, Kent. We just wanted to say that. Even though y'all holler at us sometimes.
Are you just saying that because we have company? Every time I turn around, he's making a way. Say that. Every time I turn around, he's making a way. Again. Every time I turn around, he's making a way. Now that's the vamp of the song. The vamp of a song is the repeated ending. So when you hear that ending at the end of our final song, I want everybody to sing and watch who's conducting this one. Kenya. So when your cue comes in, you're on. Don't lose it. This song is called Turn Around. All right, here we go. This is it. Thank you all so much for being wonderful.
turn around, he's making a way. Hallelujah. Come on now. Every time I turn around, he's making a way. Go ahead, stand up if you want to testify. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah. Every time I turn around, he's making a way.
Every time I turn around, he's making a way.
Every time I turn around, he's making a way.
Every time I turn around, he's making a way.
Every